Merry Christmas. There is something special about Christmas, something that captures the imagination about God taking up residence in human flesh. The word that we use in Scripture and in church for this is the incarnation. It's this glory of the Lord that is wrapped in human flesh. To try to help capture what the incarnation means, I went to the source of all truth and knowledge, Wikipedia. All right. And so Wikipedia says this about the incarnation. In Christian theology, the doctrine of the incarnation holds that Jesus, the pre-existent divine logos or word, and the second hypostasis of the Trinity, God the Son and Son of the Father, taking on human body and the human nature, was made of flesh, conceived in the womb of Mary, the Theotokos, or the God-bearer. The doctrine of the incarnation then entails that Jesus Christ is fully God and fully human. Does that help at all? I'm not sure if it does. So let me put it another way. I think this is a better understanding of what the incarnation is. In its essence, the incarnation is God becoming flesh. And the better source that I like to turn to for the truth is God's word. And so John puts it this way in the beginning of his gospel. And let's read these words together. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. It's hard to wrap our minds around that Jesus is fully God and fully man. And even John kind of gives this impression that when did Jesus exist? From the very beginning. He's eternal. He has no beginning. But from the beginning of this world, from the beginning of creation, the Word was. The Word was God. In other parts of Scriptures, it says that all things were created through the Word, through Jesus. So on this Christmas morning, imagine, if you will, before God created this creation, God having a conversation with his Son, Jesus, about what this creation was going to mean for him. How God says, Jesus, my Son, my beloved Son, let's do something amazing together. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, create something spectacular that declares my glory for all of the universe. And so God created earth. And on this earth, he placed a man and a woman, creating them from the dust of the earth, breathing his breath into them so that they may be created in the image of God. And God said to Jesus, the Father said, and these are the people we will have a relationship with. But then God told his Son, but they will reject us. They will disobey our instructions. And because of that disobedience, death will enter in this world. Evil will enter in this world. Selfishness will enter into this world. But I've got a plan. I've got a plan to save the people and all of creation. I'm going to set aside a holy people, a people to be my own, calling Abraham. And I'm going to tell Abraham that all of the nations will be blessed through you, that every star in the sky will represent someone who will be an offspring of your descendant, either through blood or by faith. Then God said, I'm going to give my people special instructions that they may know how to live holy lives. I'm going to send them Moses and deliver them my commandments so that they can know what it means to be a holy people. But then God's going to tell his Son again, Jesus, they're going to reject those commandments. They're going to ask for an earthly king instead of being ruled over by me. And they're going to break those commandments. And they're going to deserve nothing but my punishment, but my wrath. But I have a different plan. I'm going to do something that they can't expect. The prophets are going to announce this. The prophets are going to declare that a servant will be born from this nation that will come and make this people whole. And this is my plan, Jesus. Are you ready for it? Jesus, I want you to leave your glory in heaven, and I want to place you in the womb of a woman. And I could just imagine, I don't think Jesus will actually say this, but wouldn't he say, can't you just deliver me by a stork, right? But instead, God says, no, I'm going to place you in the womb of a woman. And this woman, Mary, is going to give birth to you, and you're going to be a baby. And you're not going to come in a palace or a kingdom, but you're going to be born in a stable among animals, unknown in an unknown land. And there you're going to begin your mission to bring good news of all people, to bring peace to all men. As you grow up, you're going to take the occupation of your father. You're going to be a carpenter. And as you continue to grow, you will serve, not greatly, but in obscurity. But I have to warn you, too, that as soon as you're born, evil men will try to destroy you. Like King Herod, after you're born, he's going to send people into Bethlehem to kill any child 2 years old or younger. People will be set to destroy you so that you cannot accomplish what I send you to do. But one day, you will be anointed by the Holy Spirit, filled and blessed by me as you're baptized. And after your baptism, I'm going to send you into the wilderness where you will be tested. And Jesus, do you know when Satan tests you, do you know how to overcome every temptation that comes your way? And the Son says, through the Word. For I am the Word. And God says, that's right. When you're tempted to turn a stone into bread, what will you say? Man does not live on bread alone. When you're tempted to throw yourself down from the temple so that angels may rescue you, you'll say, do not put the Lord your God to the test. And then when you're shown all of the kingdoms of this world, remember what you will say, not to bow down to worship, but you say, worship God alone. And you will go and begin this ministry, proclaiming freedom for the poor, good news for the captive, and you will come and perform miracles, some kind of silly like turning water into wine. But some are more profound, curing the sick, helping those who are blind to see. You'll also be a friend of sinners and outcasts, the sinners who are thrown before you. You will remind them that God has nothing against those who are in Christ. You'll eat with tax collectors. You'll be accused of being a friend of sinner. But you know that you didn't come for the righteous, but for the sick, for the sinner, to seek them and redeem them. Jesus, you'll have a group of 12 disciples that you'll share your life with, your stories with, the parables with, and you'll have to explain what the kingdom of God is like. And then as you gather with them on your last night on earth as a man, you'll wash their feet and share with them a meal that they eat and drink in remembrance of me. Then after that, Jesus, this is the darkest hour, the darkest time of your life. You'll go into a garden, my son, and you'll pray. Pray if there's any way to accomplish this, any way that this cup may be removed from me, you'll say. Do you know what you'll say, Jesus? And Jesus will say, yeah, not my will be done, but your will. That's right. And Jesus, you'll be betrayed by one of your very own friends. Betrayed, arrested, rejected by the people you came to save. They will sentence you to death, and between two criminals, like a criminal, you will die. not just any death, but hung on a cross. The pain will be intense. The suffering will be almost more than you can bear. But I want you to say these words when it's all done, Jesus. I want you to say, it is finished. Because on the cross, my son, you are going to pay for the sins of this world. On this cross, you're going to carry on your shoulders, on your back, on yourself, the sins of all people. And so when you say, it is finished, the sins have been paid for, you will become the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And my son, your death on the cross isn't the end of the story. For on the third day, the women will go to the tomb and the stone will be rolled away. And we can say as a church, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. I know it's Christmas, but that's something we can say every day. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The tomb will be empty and you will be alive. Some won't believe it, but I'll send you to people like your disciple Thomas. He'll stick their finger in your side to see that you are truly alive. And yet your body is of flesh, even as you have risen from the dead. And then, my son, you will send your disciples to go to all nations, to share the good news of my life, your death, your resurrection, so that all people might be saved. And Jesus will say, I'll say that God, Father, you have given me all authority in heaven and on earth. And I'll tell my disciples, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And teach them to obey all that I have commanded you. That's right, my son. And you will tell them you'll be with them always. Always. And even when you ascend into heaven, you'll send them the Spirit. The Spirit that will fill their hearts. The Spirit that in baptism will fill them with the Holy Spirit that they may proclaim the glories of the Lord. My son, that's your mission. That's what you will do even before this world is created. My son, are you willing? My son, will you be the lamb, the sacrifice to take away the sins of this world? And in Jesus' mind, he saw you. He saw me. He saw the world. And out of love, he said yes. And so, my son, what is your mission? Jesus said, I'm going to go, and I'm going to bring them life, life to the full. Who are you going for? The Father asks, and Jesus says, I'm not going for the righteous, but for the sinners. Not for the healthy, but for the sick. And why? Why, my son, will you go? There's lost sheep. They need a shepherd. I go to be their shepherd, to take them home to you, my heavenly Father, that none of them may be snatched out of your hand. So this Christmas, we celebrate that she, Mary, will have a son, and that this son will be named Jesus because he is going to save the people from their sins. And all of this was to fulfill the Lord's message to the prophets from the prophet Isaiah, look, the virgin will conceive a child, she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. This Christmas, we celebrate that. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus was born to save us from our sin. May we celebrate this day and every day. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Son. Jesus, thank you for being willing to become incarnate, to be wrapped in human flesh. Help us to celebrate and to remember that you came to set us free. As we receive this body and blood of you, Jesus, today, help us receive it as a gift, not something we deserve, not something we've earned, but as a gift, freely given so that we might have life and have life to the full. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of coming, for your presence with us. We pray all this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said,